Today we celebrate the ascension of Jesus into heaven, which is the last time that the disciples will see the Lord. And our gospel, as we heard it, we had that different introduction of the conclusion of the Gospel of Luke. And our gospel is quite important as it records Jesus' final words to his disciples. After all, we hear, like I mentioned, it's the conclusion. And so since this is the last time Jesus will be seen as disciples, he has this one last chance to speak to them. And so we could say that these words of Jesus are especially important. For if we had only one last conversation with our loved ones, we would say what we most wanted them to know and remember. And Jesus does the same. And what are these words that Jesus tells them, these last final words, but the story of salvation? He tells them how he suffered and died, rose from the dead, and he did all of this for forgiveness of sins. And then he tells them to go and share what Jesus has done with others, to proclaim this good news. And so to perhaps summarize Jesus' last words to his disciples, they would be, remember what I have done, what you've seen me do, which is suffer, die, rise from the dead for forgiveness of sins, and now go and share my story. These are the final words of Jesus in what he wants his disciples and us to know and remember. And he closes with what I think is the most important part. He says, you are witnesses of these things. Now, one can be a witness in two different ways. And the first way, I looked it up, there's two definitions. The first one is defined as a person who sees an event. And this is what the disciples have been doing this entire time. They have been watching, witnessing what Jesus has done. They witnessed him sit and eat with tax collectors and sinners. They witnessed him forgive those who hurt him. They witnessed him letting the children come to him to teach them. They witnessed him visit and heal the sick, injured, and brokenhearted. They witnessed him feed the hungry and thirsty. They witnessed him suffer, die, and rise on the third day. And this period of being this first kind of witness is really important, for they learned from this witness of watching Jesus do all of these things. But there's a great danger in this as well, and that would be to stay as that first kind of witness, to stay as a watcher, to watch Jesus do these things, but never do it themselves. And isn't this a danger that we ourselves face in our faith, just as those disciples did? That we can be this first kind of witness and watch the good things others are doing, watch others live out the faith. We can witness the Mother Teresa's of the world and applaud their love for the poor. We can witness Saint Pope John II forgive the man who shot him, and we praise his mercy. We see our elderly parents and grandparents, praying the rosary and going to Mass every Sunday, and we commend and lift up their devotion. But that is as far as our witness goes, a witness from afar. I think this is why Jesus leaves this earth and goes to heaven, why he ascends to heaven, which I never really understood. I always struggled trying to understand the ascension. Like, why would Jesus have to leave? But now I think it is because he knew that if he stayed, his disciples would stay as this first kind of witness. That yes, they would continue to follow Jesus, but only to watch him. And while Jesus knows that this first witness is crucial and important, it must evolve into another witness. And that's that second definition of witness, which is being the evidence and proof of something. Jesus did not want his disciples to only see the events of his life, his love for the poor, sick, sinners, children. He wants his disciples to be the proof of his life, of his love. Jesus wants us, as a song from the band For King and Country says, let my life be the proof of your love. He wants us to witness, to be the proof, of feeding the hungry and thirsty, praying before eating in a restaurant and in public, forgiving those who hurt us, helping the children come to Jesus through helping in our youth and high school formation, visiting the homebound and bringing them communion, being the one our neighbors see us going to Mass every weekend. This is the witness Jesus instructs us to do, what he tells his disciples to do. It's so easy, isn't it, though, to remain as that first witness. It's so tempting to watch, as the disciples did, Jesus do these acts of love. And Jesus, knowing this, knew then that he had to leave to empower the disciples and us to go from a witness of watching to a witness of proof. And so may these last and final words of our Lord to us not go unheeded. Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name. You are witnesses of these things.